At this, Iris, who runs on the rainy wind with word from Zeus, departed. Midway between Samos and rocky Imbros, down she plunged into the dark grey sea, and the brimming tide roared over her as she sank into the depth, as rapidly as a leaden sinker fixed on a lure of wild bull's horn that glimmers down with a fatal hook among the ravening fish. Soon Iris came on Thetis in a cave, surrounded by a company of nereids, lolling there while she bewailed the fate of her magnificent son, now soon to perish on Troy's rich earth, far from his fatherland. Halting before her, Iris said, "Come, Thetis, Zeus of eternal forethought summons you." Silvery-footed Thetis answered, "Why? Why does the Great One call me to him now, when I am shy of mingling with immortals, being so heavy-hearted? But I'll go. Whatever he may say will have its weight." That loveliest of goddesses now put on a veil so black no garment could be blacker, and swam where wind-swift Iris led. Before them, on either hand, the ground-swell fell away. They rose to a beach, then soared into the sky and found the viewer of the wide world, Zeus, with all the blissful gods who live forever around him seated. Athena yielded place, and Thetis sat down by her father, Zeus, while Hera handed her a cup of gold and spoke a comforting word. When she had drunk, Thetis held out the cup again to Hera. The father of gods and men began, "You've come to Olympus, Thetis, though your mind is troubled, and insatiable pain preys on your heart. I know, I too. But let me, even so, explain why I have called you here. 9 days of quarreling we've had among the gods concerning Hector's body and Achilles. They wish the wayfinder to make off with it. I, however, accord Achilles honor, as I now tell you, in respect for you, whose love I hope to keep hereafter. Go now, down to the army. Tell this to your son. The gods are sullen toward him, and I, too, more than the rest, am angered at his madness, holding the body by the beaked ships and not releasing it. In fear of me, let him relent and give back Hector's body. At the same time, I'll send Iris to Priam, directing him to go down to the beachhead and ransom his dear son. He must bring gifts to melt Achilles' rage." Thetis obeyed, leaving Olympus' ridge and flashing down to her son's hut. She found him groaning there, inconsolable, while men-at-arms went to and fro, making their breakfast ready, having just put to the knife a fleecy sheep.